I. This is the News and Talk of East Tennessee. News Talk 98.7 WOKI-FM. Oliver Springs, Knoxville.
Closed for business, open to negotiation. I'm Christopher Cruz. As feared, the Senate failed to pass a one-month spending extension late last night, forcing a government shutdown, and the blame game is underway.
The White House putting the blame squarely on Democrats. We will not negotiate the status of unlawful immigrants while Democrats hold our lawful citizens hostage over their reckless demands. The Senate plans to vote on a short-term extension as early as Saturday, setting up another showdown for February 8th. On Capitol Hill, I'm Karen Kafa.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders called Democrats obstructionist losers. White House correspondent Jeff Zeleny says negotiations to end this striking display of Washington dysfunction will continue.
They hope that there is a vote over the weekend before there is actually any hard, concrete examples of shutdown effects at national parks and other matters.
National parks and federal museums will be open, but they may have reduced services and hours. State legislators in Hawaii grilled the state's emergency management officials yesterday over last Saturday's a terrifying and false alert that a missile was incoming. The mistake was made when an employee selected the wrong choice from a pull-down menu during a routine drill. The governor of California has again denied parole for Leslie Van Houten, the youngest follower of murderous cult leader Charles Manson. Correspondent Pat Piper.
The state parole board said Van Houten has been a model prisoner since 1978 when she was sentenced to life for her role in the stabbing deaths of the LaBianca family, a murder linked to the Manson followers. Brown released a statement saying the aggravated nature of the crime provides a valid basis to deny parole. Leslie Van Houten is 68.
Widespread flu activity still being reported across the U.S. At least 30 children have died from the flu so far this season. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Only one event unites the world. The 2018 Winter Olympics.
And there it is! Shaun White, double gold. Boy, does he deliver.
See the world's best.
Lindsey Vonn is a gold medalist.
And see the world at its best.
To the finish, the Kalen Schifrin wins gold for the U.S.
The 2018 Winter Olympics, coming February 8th, only on NBC.
People make your business work, but how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter. One click, post your job to over 100 top job boards. Then, smart matching technology instantly alerts quality candidates about your job. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
An activist group will gather in Texas today in support of the impeachment of President Trump. Correspondent Clayton Neville says organizers expect more than 1,000 people will attend.
The Next Generation Action Network says the president must be held accountable under the law through the impeachment process for what it calls an unprecedented level of corruption of the Oval Office. The group plans to march and gather around Dallas City Hall in support of the movement. The group cites a number of reasons they feel the president should be impeached, including obstruction of justice, abusing pardon power, and Russian collusion during the election. I'm Clayton Neville.
Top story of the hour on this, the one-year anniversary of the inauguration of President Trump. Senate Democrats have derailed a Republican bill aimed at preventing a federal shutdown. Last night's late-night vote means the government is now shut down. For how long, no one really knows. I'm Christopher Cruz.
People make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter. One click, post your job to over 100 top job boards. Then, smart matching technology instantly alerts quality candidates about your job. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I met someone. You hear it a lot from people on Match because more people have met their someone on Match than any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection. And Match is not only number one in first, but second dates too. Now here's a free offer for our listeners. Go to match.com/listen for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search, view photos, and connect. This free offer is found at match.com/listen. That's match.com/listen. Match.com/listen.
For your Saturday, look for partly sunny skies with possible drizzle, a high near 51 degrees. Saturday night, look for mostly cloudy skies, a low of 38. For your Sunday, we'll start with a mix of clouds and sun, but then finish with mostly cloudy skies with a high near 59 degrees. And then for your Sunday night, back to 39 as we start Monday. From the local Lake Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
News Talk 98.7 WOKI presents Around the House with Dawn Steimer, your weekly source for home improvement, fix-it, and do-it-yourself tips and techniques. Brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape, and your Toro dealer. Now, here's Around the House.
Good morning and welcome to Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. It's a nice morning. It's about 36 degrees out there and the roads are relatively clear. If you're in a place that has no sun at all, there's still a little bit of ice, so be careful. But the roads were just great coming in. I'm so glad you're here. We have a great show for you today. We've got some ideas about spring. We've got some ideas about building. We've got some ideas about fun. And actually, we have an event coming up next week I want to tell you about. It's the Kitchen Master Series. This is something we do in the spring, and we really enjoy this because it is a group of pros that get together and create a seminar just for you to learn how to do kitchens as far as remodeling or new build. It doesn't really matter. Well, that's next Saturday at Friedman's Appliances on Kingston Pike from 9 to 11. Now, I'll be there live on site next week, but you want to join us, just go ahead and go to kitchenmasterseries.com, kitchenmasterseries.com, and you can register. There's no charge, but we do want to know you're coming. It's sponsored by Electrolux, and there will be some door prizes, so you don't want to miss that. All right. This morning, we are live in studio, and we have Michael Maddox. Oh, did you hear that bell? Halloran. All right. Michael Maddox is here with me, the owner and CEO of Funmakers here in Knoxville on Kingston Pike. I want to welcome you. Thanks for being here this morning.
Good morning, Dawn. Glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here. I really am. It's been a while. You were on several years ago, and
yes.
We were talking that we're celebrating 10 years this year of Around the House. I don't know how that happens, but it just happens over time, I guess. Anyway, Funmakers has been around for a long time. How long has your business been here in Knoxville?
Well, we've completed 18 years.
18.
Working on our 19th. Yes, we opened in 1999.
Wow. Yep. See, and we opened in, well, yeah, you are on your 19th. We opened in 1998 in June. So in June, we'll officially be completed 20 years.
Yeah, well, congratulations.
Thank you. Congratulations to you. You do an array of different things, but what I like most is that you fill and encourage us to get out and get moving.
Yes.
So many of us, especially children, unfortunately, are in front of games a lot and playing games or watching television or whatever. And we're not outside as much anymore. When you and I grew up, I was on my bike more than I was doing anything else, mm-hmm. riding around the neighborhood, hanging out with my friends. Mm-hmm. So talk about the importance of what Funmakers does and why you feel so passionate about it.
Okay. Well, interestingly, just driving over to the studio even this morning, I was listening to a program talking about the need or the deficiency in most Americans in of vitamin D.
Yes, I did hear that too. Yeah.
And so it's very important for us to get out. But I think everyone's probably pretty aware of over the years how lifestyles have changed significantly. A lot of that's based on technology.
Mm.
It's affected a lot of us in the homes that we live in, the workplaces, the environments, but I certainly saw it, within the, just children. As growing up, me and my friends and family members, everyone, just like you said, you spend all your time out on your bicycle. We did the same thing, you know, inventing ways to play. We didn't have the distractions of all the electronic games,
right,
and things of that nature. So
right,
you had to use your imagination to get out and, you know, do a variety of different things. But we were always active. And there's been a lot of well-publicized reports over the years about children's health, you know, obesity levels, high sugar levels, a variety of different health concerns that can be directly related to inactivity. And so, you know, we saw that as an issue as well, even with our own children and friends' children. But there's a lot of competition for children's attention. And certainly in the day of electronics and everything, we know the video games and things that are very entertaining, but they certainly don't encourage you to be outside in the sunshine and riding your bike and playing. And it started to affect the health of children. So with the competition of what you've got in the home on the video screen to for your child's attention and entertainment, if you're going to encourage them to be outside, there's a need for having something there in your backyard
to encourage them.
To encourage them. And, you know, back in the day, for me, that encouragement was, you know, the creek, the woods, the lake.
Exactly.
But it was a time when you could just somewhat freely roam the neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And not be too terribly concerned. I know a lot of folks would say, well, yeah, when the street lights came on is when I was supposed to be back home.
Exactly. That's
I had to be
how
back,
it was for me.
Yeah, or I had to be back home for lunch, or
right,
mom or dad or my brother would step outside and whistle for me. But in between leaving the home that morning and the evening, you were out running, playing, riding your bikes, doing things. Of course, people can't do that any longer.
No.
We know the reasons why, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But so now it's more confined to backyard play, or going to the parks, obviously, is a good thing to do as well. But if you need something then to encourage them to be out there, and that's where how we got into the playground equipment business.
Yeah, and I think it's great. You do swing sets.
Yeah,
basketball goals.
Mm-hmm. And trampolines.
And trampolines.
Yeah, we do all three. Obviously, we started out with the play sets.
Right.
And I think, you know, when I grew up, there were still play sets around at that time also. But they were the small, lightweight metal variety.
Metal, right.
And I don't know. I think I turned mine over several times when I was playing, I think intentionally.
Of course.
But, you know, that kind of evolved over time into as our homes got a little maybe larger and nicer and nicer subdivisions, people were looking for something that maybe looked a little nicer aesthetically in the back of the yard. And then there's something about the metal that's kind of an institutional feel. Whereas when you have a nice heavy-duty wooden structure, it feels a little warmer and more natural setting.
Yes.
in the backyard. So we you know, carried the decided to get into the wooden structures.
Well, your timing was amazing because outdoor living really took off.
It did
in the last 5 to 10 years, and it's like it's a part of outdoor living is having a place where the kids can roam and play.
Yes.
Talk about the safety issues related to things like that, as far as from a parental standpoint or a liability standpoint for other children that may not be your own.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that.
Yeah, the safety issues are things, obviously, once again, throwing about the previous conversation we were having about what we did, riding our bikes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know we chuckle amongst our friends about, you know, riding from here to, you know, Nashville in the back of a pickup truck, or never wearing seat belts, and,
yeah,
you know, a variety of things. So sometimes safety is, we kind of, you know, slough it off, shrug it off. But actually, there's a lot of documentation over the years, and we've gotten smarter on you know, how to be safer.
Right.
Not only with ourselves, but certainly with our children. But, you know, back in the day, it was very common for if you wanted a swing set, a treehouse, whatever, you know, you and your buddies or dad and Uncle Jim, you know, grabbed some lumber and a hammer and went out, yeah, and built something. And not really knowing some of the issues, there were some significant injuries that came from that.
Oh, of course.
And then, unfortunately, in some cases, I mean, it can be, you know, critical injuries,
mm-hmm,
or even death.
Yeah.
From things as simple that we wouldn't think about, but like head entrapments.
Ooh. Gosh, I haven't thought about that.
And that those matter of fact, strangulation on playground equipment at one point in time was the single largest injury or critical injury that you could sustain. When people think about injury, you know, I don't think it's too much of a concern if you're going to end up, bruising yourself or getting a splinter or scuffing up your knee. That's not what they're looking for.
Right.
The safety, you're trying to eliminate the critical or deathly injuries.
All right, let's talk about the cost, because I'm sure there are things that you could start with and then add on. But talk about the cost of something from Fundmakers.
Yes. Well, in the playground equipment industry in general, from box stores to all the way up through what we do as a full service dealer, at Fundmakers, our price points on our wooden play structure is going to start in that $1,600, $1,700, $1,800 range.
Okay.
Obviously, the industry as a whole, you can get into wooden structure starting, $300, $400, $500. But interestingly enough, Dawn, that's one of the things that led me to this industry is my wife had purchased a play structure for us for our 4 and 3 year old.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't say where she purchased it, but it's just a box store.
Yeah.
And I jokingly say now I thought we were going to divorce over that playset because every day I'd come home, the question was, are you putting the playset up? Are you putting the playset up? Are you putting the playset up? So after long days, that wasn't what was on my mind when I came home. But finally getting the play structure put together, literally in less than a year, my 4 and 3 year old had already broke it.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't get parts for it.
Mm-hmm.
It was never structurally sound enough for me and my wife to play on it with them. And at that age, the children wanted us to play with them. And it never was aesthetically looking in, look very well in our backyard. So within a year, I was already in the position of having to get another play structure.
Oh.
And so we started on this quest for something that was going to be structurally sound.
Mm-hmm.
And I told my wife, I've got two prerequisites. She said, what? I said, whatever we get next, you have to assure me that it's big enough and strong enough that we never have to buy another one. And more importantly, if I have to fly them in here from Brazil, it doesn't matter to me. Someone else is going to install it. And so that's how we ended up in the business.
I love it. That's such a great story. Thank you for sharing that. Mm-hmm. You're listening to Mike Maddox from Fundmakers right here in Knoxville. And we're taking your calls at 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. More coming up on Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Tennessee balls are kind of a big deal around here. We got you covered with daily sports reports and the Ball Report on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
This is Halloran Hilton Hill for office furniture outfitters. Used furniture from the best brands at a fraction of the price. I shop with them. I love them. Plus, they're local. New furniture. They're your Herman Miller dealer. They've updated the Aeron chairs. More comfortable, easier to adjust. Office Furniture Outfitters has them in their state-of-the-art showroom. If you need office furniture, then you need Office Furniture Outfitters near UT on the corner of 17th and Grand, or just go to ofonox.com.
Best golf in the Smokies? Nah, best golf in East Tennessee. Sevierville Golf Club. World-class amenities. Great views. Great golf courses. Two 18-hole championship golf courses. And right now, special winter rates starting at $24 a round. Purchase 5. The 6th is free. Great lunch at Mulligan's. Daily lunch specials. $8 with drink. And a weekday happy hour. Half off apps. 250 drafts. Coming soon to Sevierville Golf Club. 9-hole course rate. Book your tee time now. Sevierville Golf Club. SevierevilleGolfClub.com.
Hi, I'm David Brewster, owner of Aqua Clear Water Systems. The next time you reach for a bottle of lotion, think, why do I need lotion? Well, it's because your skin is dry, caused by all the hardness minerals in your water. Those minerals create soap scum that packs into your skin. Give us a call at 865-694-1725 or find us on the web at aquaclearws.com.
Aqua Clear.
This is Dawn Steimer from Master Remodelers. Let's take all of your ideas combined with our designer and 20 years in the building business to assure you of a masterpiece. Master Remodelers, 458-0416, 458-0416. So you've decided to stay in your home and you want to feel ageless. Well, if you need a little help with designing your bathroom, maybe a zero threshold shower or a comfort height commode that still feels like a spa, from the best design to our shopping service to the final cleanup, Master Remodelers. Modelers, 458-0416. Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Sit back, pour your favorite cup of warm beverage, and enjoy the show today. Right now, Mike Maddox is here from Fundmakers here in Knoxville. It's a good time to have you on, Mike, because I think a lot of us are thinking about, you know, it won't be long in Tennessee, and we're going to be getting ready to be outside. And what about the kids? You know, what about, how are we going to be able to interact with them on their level and entice them to come outside, which is what we were talking about in our first segment. The other thing I want to talk about is, as a woman, you know, I'm the one concerned, or not like men aren't, don't get me wrong, but typically the woman's more concerned is, how's this going to look?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So do you help with design? Do I have to pick A, B, or C? Or can you help me proportion this to my yard? I was telling you on the break that when my children were little, my husband built a outdoor set while I was on a mission project. And when I came back, I'd gone for a week. When I came back, he was still finishing it. And it looked like a monster out there. And I thought, oh my gosh, he's taken over the backyard. And so it really, we didn't have a plan. So talk about how you help, you know, young families do things like that, or even grandparents.
Sure. Now, we, of course, we represent a variety of different manufacturers. One primarily. I mean, we don't completely stick build it in terms of having the sawmill out back and that sort of thing. So we probably have somewhere in the neighborhood of 100 different models to select from. So it can get a little overwhelming. We typically don't try to show all the models to people. We listen first. What are their intents? You know, how many children? What are their ages of their children? What's the size of their yard? Is it level? Is it sloping?
Oh, see, and that's such a big deal here in East Tennessee.
Yes, yes. And then once we've kind of heard what their needs are, then we can usually fairly quickly, you know, go into, you know, five or six different models that we think that would, you know, fit what their needs are. You mentioned also aesthetics. That's certainly also a big part of what we do, is because as time has gone on and newer and bigger and prettier homes have been built, there's certainly an element, at least, to this purchase of not only the functionality and the safety, as we'd mentioned previously, that it conforms to all the safety standards and things of that nature, but also that it doesn't cheapen the look of their home.
Yes.
And so all of these structures that we have are aesthetically pleasing. We get a lot of questions about tarps, the roofs, because
yes.
Used to seeing those things, I guess the wind blowing them through, or mm-hmm. they're dry rotting.
Mm-hmm.
The tarps that go on our structures obviously are substantially heavier and thicker. They're actually manufactured by a boat cover manufacturer. So
awesome.
They're very thick. But most of our units also have the option of the wooden roof. So you can put a nice wooden roof on it as well. So you do have that flexibility. Wooden roofs are a little more expensive than the tarp. But anyway, we've got a lot of different models to select from, and we listen to the families to visit with them about that. And then in a lot of cases, if there's some concern, we'll do a yard walk. Did several yesterday, actually, when the sun finally came out. And to make sure that the structure that they're considering will fit. You know, we can start off. You also asked me in the break about expansion of the units.
Yes.
You know, not all of the units, but the majority of our units anyway, you can expand them later. Let's say your children now are 2, 3, 4 years old, and they may not really be have the upper body strength right now, let's say, to have monkey bars.
Right. And right. You don't want that because it's not safe for them.
That's
yet.
Correct. But, you know, at 6, 7, 8, they are. Mm-hmm. And you can add those monkey bars later. That's an addition that you can put on. Once the monkey bars go on, there is a deck that can be added on top of that with spiral slides that come off. Or you can get crawl tunnels that connect it to, say, a whole nother completely new play structure. So you can, I mean, we've built stuff in backyards that, you know, look like it should be at Disney World when you get finished. But all of our models don't have to be that way. You can start off small and then continue to build on them later.
I love that. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Taking your calls about Funmakers and these outdoor play facilities is what I would call them.
Yes.
There's just no limit to what you can do. And what I like is on the website, you can see that the members, especially the big members of wood, are rounded off at the edges. Yes. It's not this just sawed off piece, but you've actually chosen a router or something and softened those so that you're not getting scraped if you run across the edge of that board as easily.
Exactly. And like I said, you know, when you're your buddy or Uncle Tom next door comes over and helps you build a structure, those are some things that maybe you don't think about.
Right.
You don't think about the hardware. As example, you want any hardware, you want it to either be recessed or capped. You can't have, you don't want your openings to be either, you need the openings between rails to be less than 3.5 inches or greater than 9. The reason for that is, once again, the head entrapment dangers and go in. You don't want gaps open to where, like, cords on hoods can catch. And there's just so many things that over the years the manufacturers have learned. And like the manufacturers that we represent, you know, conform to all the ASTM safety guidelines and also the Consumer Product Safety Commission's guidelines so that you don't have to be too terribly concerned. And the rounding of the edges and things are also things to help not only prevent splintering, but from, you know, a kid tripping and falling and you know, poking an eye or something with something.
Oh, absolutely.
Things that maybe you just don't think about on your own.
Right.
But that after years and years of experience and standards to conform to, these manufacturers that we represent, you know, put out a very safe product.
All right. So we talked about the installation a little bit and how careful you are. Are you putting the base or the posts in footings, on footings, or surrounding them with concrete? How do you do that?
Most of the time, not. And here's one of the things that there is some discussion in the industry a lot of times, especially not necessarily with our structures, but some of the less expensive, lighter weight structures. You really need to anchor those because just a good windstorm will blow them over. Now, our structures are engineered and designed by weight and design. That's not necessary. Matter of fact, our structures are manufactured in a way that they can be disassembled and moved because they're not inexpensive structures. So people, if they're moving, they want to be able to take them with them. So there's not a nail in any of these systems or anything concreted in.
That's great.
They're all through bolted, lag bolted, but no, we have to do some digging in the yard, pick and shovel kind of thing to make sure things are level. But as a standard rule of thumb, we're not going to be concreting anything in.
I really like that because you're not using treated lumber. It looks like redwood. What are you using?
Well, currently, 95% of the models that we use is actually cedar. We do offer redwood, and the industry's kind of changed over the years, Dawn. When I first started in 99, probably for the first 7, 8 years or so, we almost exclusively sold redwood. Redwood's a very good lumber. Cedar also. Cypress is another lumber. These manufacturers are looking for lumbers that have a natural resistant to rot, not necessarily rot proof, but natural resistance to rot and insect infestation. Obviously, around here, we're all used to the pressure-treated yellow pine,
right?
Because it's readily available, it's less expensive. But years and years and years ago, these manufacturers that we represent had already bought into the dangers of all the chemicals put in there,
right?
Not only to the children playing on them, but also to the leaching out and getting into the environment.
Mm-hmm.
So they've always
and the people installing them for years.
Exactly. If someone walked into the back room of a lumber yard and saw the warning signs on the wall for their employees, it would scare them to death. And so, but anyway, the reason cedar now has become so much more popular than, say, the redwood is, quite frankly, the expanse.
Yeah.
The redwood, every year, it doesn't matter what's happening with the economy, it just kept getting more and more expensive. And at one particular time, if we were just using, they were just using the heart of the redwood log.
Wow.
And that was fabulous.
Oh,
if you have
yeah.
one, the first ones that we were selling out of redwood, they were made just from the heartwood, and they'll last forever. But what happened is the expense got higher. They started using the entire log.
Mm-hmm.
And the further out on the log that you get on the redwood, the less resistance it has.
Mm.
And so you were getting that mixed throughout everything. And what we found out is that cedar, economically, was giving us very close to the same results that we were getting out of redwood. But while cedar is not an inexpensive lumber, of course, it's less expensive than redwood.
All right, 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. We come back, we're going to talk about some safety surfacing. We're also going to talk about maintenance, financing, and what happens in a commercial playground equipment situation, as well as one more big surprise that you won't be expecting. We return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Hi, this is Jimmy Himes, and for all you loyal listeners who are thinking about selling your home, here's a simple tip. Do your homework and list with confidence by calling my good friend and my realtor, Tracy King of Kings of Real Estate. Already have an agent in mind? Well, then get a second interview and opinion. It really does matter. Listen, Tracy already has thousands of ready home buyers in his exclusive database looking to buy right now. Tracy's proprietary system sells faster and nets his sellers 3% more money on average, which puts more money in your pocket. And if your home doesn't sell within a certain time frame, he will buy it at a price acceptable to you, guaranteed in writing. Be confident knowing that you're working with the best that sold over 365 homes in the past 12 months. Call the only one that I would trust to sell my home. That's Tracy King with Kings of Real Estate. 365-2323. That's 365-2323, or you can visit him at his office in the Lovell Heights Shopping Center.
I met someone. You hear it a lot from people on Match, because more people have met their someone on Match than any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection, and Match is not only number one in first, but second dates too. Now here's a free offer for our listeners. Go to match.com/listen for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search, view photos, and connect. This free offer is found at match.com/listen. That's match.com/listen. Match.com/listen.
People make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter. One click, post your job to over 100 top job boards. Then, smart matching technology instantly alerts quality candidates about your job. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Today, look for partly sunny skies. A few patches of drizzle across the region, a high of 51. Saturday night, with mostly cloudy skies, we fall to 38. For your Sunday, we'll start with a few clouds around, but finish with mostly cloudy skies, a high of 59 degrees. Back to 39 overnight Sunday into Monday, and by Monday afternoon, rain arrives. From the VLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. I hope you'll come join me and say hi next weekend at the Kitchen Master Series at Friedman's Appliances on Kingston Pike, right across from the Kroger Shopping Center at Cedar Bluff and Kingston Pike. Actually, we're going to have all kinds of pros there talking about cabinetry, design, and all the key remodeling aspects of kitchen remodel. There's no charge for this seminar. There are door prizes and food and all the good stuff that you would expect at a Southern event. Registration is at kitchenmasterseries.com. Kitchenmasterseries.com. I hope you'll come join us. It's a great time, and actually it is time well spent. We get great feedback from these events, and they really take some of the scary parts of remodeling out of the picture. I was talking with Mike Maddox from Fundmakers on the break that I had just received the cost versus value report from 2017, and that kitchen remodeling is still holding its own return on investment. It will return anywhere from 54 to 64% return on investment. So if you spent $63,000 on a kitchen, which is it's a major kitchen remodel in the medium range, you would get $37,000 back. So there's a good portion of return on investment for kitchens. I hope you'll join us next week. Register at kitchenmasterseries.com. All right, we are talking with Mike Maddox from Fundmakers. If you want to talk to Mike during the week, you can reach him at 539-1975, 539-1975, or go to fundmakersplay.com, fundmakersplay.com. And you can see a lot of these structures and how they're put together. And you, believe it or not, there's some other things that Mike does too that we're going to talk about a little later on that don't have a lot to do with, well, they're fun making. It's a part of it, I guess, if you stretch it a little bit. But anyway, so we've talked about the story of how you got into playground equipment.
Yes.
And I like that story because the one thing that really struck me is, as a grandparent, I want to play with my grandkids. I want to be able to get up on this structure. And if you get one that's $300 or $400, you're not going to feel comfortable getting on that structure.
No.
Because you know it was made for kids only.
Correct.
And your structure is made for a sitter, you know, a nanny, and a teenager, a parent, a grandparent, whoever wants to get on that structure. It's safe for them to do that.
That's
I love that. All right. So the other thing is maintenance. We talked about it being cedar.
Yes.
And that they're movable and there's no nails in this. It's all lagged and screwed and bolted. Mm-hmm. And using, I'm sure, galvanized, hot dipped.
Correct.
Quality product or stainless steel one. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's talk about maintenance.
Yes.
What's required of this? Does it fade in color?
Yeah, it will. I mean, there's definitely a maintenance issue with a wooden product. You'd like to think that even with great quality lumber and construction that there wouldn't be any maintenance to it. But, you know, basic maintenance like you would treat a wooden deck or a wooden fence around your home, you know, every few years or so, you're probably going to need to power wash or sand it down and restain it. But our experience has been that if you will get a high quality penetrating stain, an oil based is what we use for a long time, it'll give you a long lasting finish, and you'll probably not need to do that more than maybe twice over the lifetime of it. But when we put the structure in, I mean, it's going to look really nice. It's going to look new, and it is stained.
It is stained.
It is stained. However, you know, that stain that comes from the factory will wear off a little bit quicker. The reason behind that is just, without getting to the whole manufacturing process, they end up having to use a water-based rather than an oil-based because of the sprayers and the way and the dry time.
Mm-hmm.
And while it's still a quality stain, it doesn't penetrate the lumber as deep, and therefore it'll wear off a little quicker.
Okay.
But you will need to do something yourself probably after year two or year three.
So my question is, and you know this is coming, do you offer that service?
Yes. Well, currently, no. For the past 5 or 6 years, we had offered that service. But actually, my son and my nephew, who I personally trained to do this, That was their full-time gig as they were going through college.
They graduated.
They got career jobs, and so we're gonna have to get someone else to do that. But currently, we don't offer that service. We can offer advice and consultation on how to do it.
Okay,
but,
good.
We don't have the service just yet.
All right. What about the contract? Is there a contract involved, or do I just come in and give you my visa, or, you know, how does this work?
Well, I mean, we have a sales agreement an invoice sales agreement that explains what we're going to be doing so that there's no misunderstanding.
Sure.
And then we require a 50% deposit when you purchase the structure, and then the balance is due when we come out to install it. Many people, you know, just go ahead and pay for the full amount when they purchase it, but Visa, MasterCard, Discover, cash, check, that sort of thing. When you purchase the structure, from the time you purchase it to the time that we can have it ordered, manufactured, shipped here, get you on the schedule and have my crew in your backyard installing, that whole process, we need you to kind of expect it to be about 30 days. Sometimes it can happen a little quicker, sometimes a little longer, but as a standard rule, about 30 days. And we also do offer financing for those who know they've got maybe a return check coming, a bonus check, or some money down the road. We have 12 months interest-free financing available with approved credit. So that's also available.
So do you pull permits for this?
Not residential, no. Okay. We also, though, have expanded over the years and into commercial, and some of the commercial stuff requires it.
Okay.
But on the residential, no. They're pretty really lax on residential stuff. About the only thing we run into on residential is in some particular developments, the homeowners,
covenants.
Covenants.
That was my next question.
Yeah, we'll require some things. And interestingly enough, we've had some subdivision covenants that specifically state that if you're going to put a play structure in your yard, they want the quality level that we're selling at Fundmakers, and they'll actually direct people to us because they want aesthetically the standards to be a certain
way. And they don't want them to fall apart in a year.
That's correct.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Of course. I mean, that makes perfect sense to me that you would do something like that. All right, you mentioned commercial playground equipment.
Yes.
What's the difference between the residential equipment and commercial equipment?
Yeah, first of all, the application of the structure. I mean, commercially, there's nothing that specifically states that it has to be made out of a specific material, although there's some materials they don't want used, such as any of the CCA or treated lumbers.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want the treated lumbers on the playgrounds because of the chemicals leaching out and that sort of thing. Although for years and years and years that was used
and
was accepted for years. But most of those are being removed or have already been removed. Typically speaking, in a commercial setting, you're going to see the structures be either made from steel, plastics, recycled plastics, things of that nature. But steel and plastic combination is the most common that you see. The bigger thing too that gets into is the codes. Now, when you get into a commercial application to an area where they consider common access or public access to a structure, such as what you would have it at schools or parks and a variety of places like that, now there are codes that are required, whereas residentially there's not any. And those codes really get involved with, as an example, our residential structures. 95% of those are going to have a swing beam attached to them. Well, in the commercial code, they don't want the swing beams attached to the structure. And it makes sense if you think about it. Rather than having two or three kids playing on it like you have in your backyard, if you've got 30 or 40 kids and then you've got a swing beam attached to a structure, it's most likely that a kid coming off a slide may step right in front of a kid that's swinging.
Sure.
And injury. So on the commercial setting where codes are applied, the swing beam shouldn't be attached. You have setbacks, what they call fall zones, around the piece of structure. There is a minimum amount of distance from that structure that no other object can be in. As an example, in the commercial setting, that's a 6-foot setback.
Mm-hmm.
In some cases, it's even greater than 6 feet. When it comes to swings, it's going to be double the swing beam height, the front and back. To make sure that kids aren't funneled into walking in front of another kid that is swinging. And then your safety surfacing is a requirement in commercial. Residential, it isn't.
And so you're using the rubber mulch?
Certainly. That's an accepted material. The most common material that we see is the engineered wood fiber or the wooden chips because of its economic basis.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, it compacts where it'll meet all the ADA standards. That's another requirement of commercial stuff, accessibility for the ADA Act do that. And it's interesting, there's so many different codes with that. And one thing I'm very proud to say is that my lead installer and myself included are all CPSI certified, which is the highest certification that we can get for our industry. It's a certified playground safety inspector. And not that we're going out and inspecting others' playgrounds, although that we could be hired to do that if we chose to do that.
Sure.
We just wanted to make sure that we knew what the standards were and that we were conforming to those and everything. And it really helps us with our residential stuff as well. I mean, even though residential doesn't have to conform to those standards,
there are needs.
Yes, it gives us the knowledge to be able to talk about it intelligently and consult people in the right direction.
Well, I agree. And, you know, today those things are so important, and so many things are being done in the homes that are done commercially by law, but by in home for need. That's why my business is we're certified age in place, just like you are with the ADA compliance. We can explain how we can do things a little differently for you without it looking like it's a handicap structure necessarily, but just it will function for you. And it's not that big of a deal. And a lot of times we do it without really talking about it because we know it's a need, but the person just doesn't, you know, necessarily want to think about that or talk about it. Right. So we'll put bracing and things in like you probably do, rails, things like that, that are needed for certain situations just because it's the right thing to do.
Right.
All right. 656-8255, 656-8255. Or 1-800-951-8255. Coming up, that surprise I told you about when we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Adversity is inevitable. Stress is optional. Adversity is what circumstances do to you, and stress is what you do to yourself. Hi, I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk show, The Flatline, heard on News Talk 98.7 FM. Join me every Sunday morning from 6:30 to 7 for 30 minutes of motivation, inspiration, and education from the Word of God as we discover God's tremendous problem-solving devices. That's every Sunday morning, 6:30 here on News Talk 98.7.
Join Cumulus Knoxville for Chocolate Fest Knoxville, Saturday, January 27th at the Knoxville Convention Center. Chocolate specialists from across East Tennessee will be serving up samples of their tasty treats. There will also be a silent auction, a cake design competition, chocolate art, a children's area, and live entertainment, including comedian Leanne Morgan at the kickoff on Friday, January 26th. It's a truly sweet event to benefit Knoxville's Ronald McDonald House. Don't miss Chocolate Fest Knoxville, Saturday, January 27th. For tickets and more, visit ChocolateFestKnoxville.com. Brought to you by Cumulus Knoxville Radio Group.
This is Sophie. She's a very smart cat, but she's not very happy. She just discovered there's not a speck of cat food in the house, and she's hungry. So Sophie's taking matters into her own paws. She's going online to have her food delivered from agrifeedpetsupply.com. That's right. Same-day store-to-door delivery is available now online from the local pet supply experts you know and trust. Just visit agrifeedpetsupply.com for same-day store-to-door delivery. Sophie loves it. It's a good thing, too. If you think her typing is bad, you ought to see her drive. Visit agrifeedpetsupply.com for same-day store-to-door delivery.
5716 Middlebrook Pike.
10621 Kingston Pike at Level Road.
And agrifeedpetsupply.com.
Agrifeed Pet Supply.
East Tennessee weather can change fast. We've got you covered with 24-7 weather updates from the WVLT Local 8 Weather Center on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. You know, if you hear something interesting and you say, well, you know, I like that conversation or I need more information and I didn't get it all, it's simple to do this. Just go to newstalk987.com, newstalk987.com. Click on the Around the House. First click on Weekend Shows, then go to Around the House and you'll see our podcast that will be up shortly after the show today. And they are, there's quite a backlog of shows. We've been doing this for 10 years. I can't say 10 years is on there, but there are quite a few backlogs of shows by topic. So feel free to look through that or send your friends there, newstalk987.com. If you're just joining us, we are talking with Mike Maddox from Fundmakers. A couple things that we didn't touch on was the basketball goals that you have and maybe some trampolines. So I want to talk about that before we get to our surprise.
Sure, Dawn. Obviously, we started out with the wooden play structures, what we started off with, but we quickly expanded and realized there was a need also for basketball goals.
Yeah.
That what people, once again, were looking for something safe and also something that didn't aesthetically take away from their home.
Yes.
And then there was a certain element that was looking for basically a competition level goal that's adapted for residential use because their children are really into basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't really anything being served by any of the stores that were carrying that type of equipment at the time. So we expanded into a basketball goal line, which is they're fantastic goals. Matter of fact, we sell a lot of those goals to even some of the UT coaches for their home applications because they know that you're getting the same ball response off this backboard as you are in the gym. But and then that naturally kind of morphed also into trampolines. And interestingly enough, you know, when you say trampolines, there's all these images conjure up in people's minds. And I have to admit that as a dad, I was kind of one of those folks as well. I know how fun they are, but then I was thinking, really dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
So I told my kids we can't get into that unless you can help me find a trampoline that meets the same safety standards that our playsets and basketball goals do, and not thinking that they'd be able to help me find that. Of course, they were.
Go ahead, put that challenge out there, Dad.
Yes, and so the trampolines we carry, once again, certainly aren't inexpensive trampolines, but we've had ours for 15 years. They completely changed my mind about trampolines.
Really?
Yeah.
You have enclosures around them.
We do. We won't sell them without the enclosures.
Mm.
And I tell you, you think about a trampoline for children, and they really are a great workout tool for them, but they're also a great workout tool for mom and dad.
No kidding.
Yeah. You know, did you know, Dawn, that a continual jump on a trampoline for 10 minutes is the cardiovascular equivalent of a 30-minute run?
Wow.
And people think, well, it wouldn't be difficult to jump on a trampoline
right.
10 minutes nonstop.
Right. Try it.
Try it.
That's what I said. I can remember doing swivel hips and all kinds of things on trampolines. Mm-hmm. If I tried that today, I'd probably die. Okay, good. So these are not your ordinary basketball goals. They're not your ordinary trampolines. So if you are looking for something, but you're looking for that quality that you don't have to be nervous about how it looks or how it feels, or how safe it is, Fundmakers is the way you want to go, or at least look at their products.
And one other thing, Dawn, is that we go to a great deal of expense and effort at our store
mm-hmm.
on Kingston Pike to set up displays. When you come to our store, you're not just looking at a picture and a catalog. You're not just looking at something on a video screen. We actually have the product there. You can climb on our play structures, swing on them. You can come out here, dunk on the basketball goal, jump on the trampoline, and see what really fits your need, what you like.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And so you're at 8843 Kingston Pike.
Well, actually, we actually just recently moved next door, but it's 8835. It's right next door between Walker Springs and Cedar Bluff on Kingston Pike.
8835 Kingston Pike. You won't miss it because you can see all the displays out there.
That's correct.
You want to have fun. That's where you want to go. And try that 10 minutes on the trampoline. I want to hear how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The surprise is, as you were dealing with families and helping them with their children and their activities, you kind of had something kind of spawn, so to speak. And talk about what else you do. This was surprising to me.
Well, I guess it's just kind of a natural extension of children and pets kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah.
And because we have great installers and technicians and developed great relationships with our customers, they trusted us. And so we were getting a lot of requests for a variety of different things. Mm-hmm. But one very common request that we were getting was us to help them with their pets, more specifically with their dogs, with dog containment.
Okay.
We really didn't want to get into the traditional fencing business. There were plenty of people doing that, and it takes a lot more space to inventory that stuff and
sure.
that sort of thing. But we did explore it, and 14 years ago now, it's hard to believe, but we also got into the electronic underground pet fencing business.
Okay.
And Rocky Top Dog Fence, we spawned that off. We don't run it under Funmakers, although we run it through the same facility.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
So we can come and see this there.
Exactly.
Or see how it works.
Yeah, same location. Yeah. Now, we typically, we'll come out to the home as well and survey the land and the yard and talk to them about their needs, about what are their containment needs for their dog. But we've been doing that now for 14 years very successfully. Even though it doesn't have anything to do specifically with the playground equipment industry, it's still an outdoor backyard family. Mm-hmm. So the synergy is there.
You've got it all going on out there. You can take care of the pet, take care of the kids.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes.
I love it. Well, thank you for being here. I appreciate it very much. And I'm looking forward to seeing your new place. I didn't realize you had a new location.
Yes.
And that is at 8835 Kingston Pike.
Correct.
And so basically it's next door?
Yes, right next door to where we were. We were at the other location for 17 years.
Wow.
We moved last year, so completed 18th year there.
All right, if you want to talk to Funmakers, or better yet, if you want to go jump on that trampoline or play with that basketball hoop or crawl on that playground equipment, the best way to do it is to visit them at 8843 Kingston Pike. Or call them at 539-1975, 539-1975. And the one thing we didn't mention about Rocky Top Dog Fence is it's economical. It
yes.
is an economical product that works beautifully. Their tagline is unseen and undefeated. I love it. I love it. If you want to talk to them about Rocky Top Fence, you can reach them at 690-7011, 690-7011. Another reminder, Kitchen Master Series is coming up next week at Friedman's Appliances, located on Kingston Pike across from the Kroger Shopping Center near Cedar Bluff. It's Saturday, January 27th from 9 to 11. Registration is free, but we would like to know you're coming, so register at kitchenmasterseries.com. Go and talk to the pros. Turn your dreams into reality. KitchenMasterSeries.com. Don't go away. We've got another whole hour of a very interesting guest coming up. Kara Knapp, a residential architect and commercial architect, will be with us, and we're going to be able to pick her brain. It's going to be too much fun. We're going to take a news break, and we'll be back with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
You've got a smartphone. Want to make it even smarter? Then you need to download the News Talk 98.7 mobile app.
Powered by Computer Depot.
Listen live to all your favorite shows, including Phil, Rush, Hal, and Hannity. Or enjoy your favorite shows on demand when it fits your schedule.
Making you and your phone smarter every day.
Download the News Talk 98.7 mobile app. News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Hi, Dawn Steimer here, Master Remodelers and host of Around the House on News Talk. If you're looking for an organized company to build your masterpiece, whether it's a kitchen, bath, or addition, call Master Remodelers at 458-0416. That's 458-0416. Quote, I wouldn't change a thing, end quote. If you're considering a new kitchen, bath, addition, or combination thereof, our designs and building systems will guide you from design to completion. Our shopping service and attention to detail will make the process painless. Master Remodelers, 458-0416.
Now it's easier than ever to stay connected to News Talk 98.7, thanks to Alexa. To listen, just say, Alexa, enable the News Talk 98.7 skill.
Skill enabled.
Then, when you need the latest in East Tennessee news, weather, and traffic, or to check out the latest talk with Phil, Bob, or Hal, say, Alexa, play News Talk 98.7.
Okay, playing News Talk 98.7.
We've got you covered with Alexa and News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
I met someone. You hear it a lot from people on Match. Because more people have met their someone on Match than any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection. And Match is not only number one in first, but second dates too. Now here's a free offer for our listeners. Go to match.com/listen for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search, view photos, and connect. This free offer is found at match.com/listen. That's match.com/listen. Match.com/listen.
People make your business work, but how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter. One click, post your job to over 100 top job boards. Then, smart matching technology instantly alerts quality candidates about your job. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is the news and talk of East Tennessee. News Talk 98.7 WOKI-FM. Oliver Springs, Knoxville.
Closed doors, getting paid. I'm Christopher Cruz. The federal government has shut down. It's the first time that's happened since 2013. Senate Republican leaders were unable to muster enough votes for a one-month spending extension bill late last night. Vice President Mike Pence placed blame on Democrats during a stop in Ireland on the way to the Middle East.
Democrats in the Senate, with a few exceptions on either side, chose to put politics ahead of our national defense, put politics ahead of meeting the obligations of our national government. And that's just unacceptable.
Correspondent Christine Roman says while many federal employees will not be paid during the shutdown, many will.
Who does get paid during a shutdown? Those who have constitutional duties, like the president, the Supreme Court, oh yes, and members of Congress who can't agree on how to fund the government.
California's governor last night denied parole for a follower of Charles Manson again. He reversed a decision by the state parole board that Leslie Van Houten should be free. She's the latest of several people associated with Manson that Governor Jerry Brown has refused to let go free. A survey finds Americans are spending more on lattes than saving for their future.
A survey of adults 18 to 44 years old finds one-third spent more on coffee last year than invested and don't have enough money to start saving. The study by money app Acorns also showed that 70% of respondents would rather share how much they weigh than how much money they've saved. Three quarters would forgo the final season of Game of Thrones in exchange for $1,000. But the poll also found more than half save at least $50 a month and 37% are investing. I'm Ann Cates.
A top federal health official says the flu is a lot stronger than experts thought. 32 states reporting high numbers of infections. And this late word, the International Olympic Committee says the North and South Korean teams will march together at the opening ceremony of the Winter Olympics. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Experts warn of a stock market crash any day now, and you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings again. But you don't have to lose a penny. There's a better, safer way to save for retirement, and you can learn about it in a free report. This method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
There's a new law against drinking and droning in New Jersey.
In January 2015, a drone crashed on the White House grounds. Turns out a government employee had been drinking in a friend's apartment not far away when he took his quadcopter out for a spin and lost control. 3 years later, New Jersey now has a law banning people from operating unmanned aircraft devices while under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Similar to many states' drunk driving laws, it sets a blood alcohol concentration level of 0.08% or more as being under the influence. The law also bans operating drones in or near jails or prisons, using them in a way that interferes with first responders, or using them for hunting wildlife. I'm Joe Ramsey.
Two teenagers who got into trouble off the coast of Sydney, Australia Thursday were rescued when a drone was used to drop a flotation device to them. That allowed them to get out of the riptide they were caught in. They were about a mile and a half away from lifeguards, who were coincidentally about to start training with the new drones, which are equipped with a camera and rescue gear. I'm Christopher Cruz.
People make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter. One click, post your job to over 100 top job boards. Then, smart matching technology instantly alerts quality candidates about your job. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I met someone. You hear it a lot from people on Match. Because more people have met their someone on Match than any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection. And Match is not only number one in first, but second dates too. Now here's a free offer for our listeners. Go to match.com/listen for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search, view photos, and connect. This free offer is found at match.com/listen. That's match.com/listen. Match.com/listen.
For your Saturday, look for partly sunny skies with possible drizzle, a high near 51 degrees. Saturday night, look for mostly cloudy skies, a low of 38. For your Sunday, we'll start with a mix of clouds and sun, but then finish with mostly cloudy skies with a high near 59 degrees. And then for your Sunday night, back to 39 as we start Monday. From the local Lake Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
Whether ice and snow, spring storms, or summer heat, you get the latest and most accurate information available with the WVLT Local 8 Weather Center. We've got you covered on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
News Talk 98.7 WOKI presents Around the House with Dawn Steimer, your weekly source for home improvement, fix-it, and do-it-yourself tips and techniques. Brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape, and your Toro dealer. Now, here's Around the House.
Good morning and welcome to the second hour of Around the House. I'm Dawn Steimer. I'm glad you're here. We're so privileged to have had Michael Maddox on from Funmakers, our first hour. His number is 539-1975. Big time today. We're having a great time. We're building all kinds of fun things. And now I want to introduce you to Kara Knapp. Kara is an architect and a principal architect of OYSK3 Architects. I hope I got that right. Yeah. Good job, good job. All right. And Kara, you have a story about Funmakers.
I do. I was absolutely thrilled. We were able to get a play structure in our yard. And just like Mike talked about the process, he actually came out to our yard two or three times because we were trying to figure out the best placement. We had a slope or a flat area. And he told us a couple different options for play structures and how we could... where we really wanted it was the slope. So that was the head scratcher of how do we mitigate the slope and play. He talks about play area heights. Do we want a taller structure? So on and so forth.
Sure.
So they were a great help to get a play structure that best fit our needs. And we love their structures because our kids will grow with it. Our daughter is 7 and we felt like their structures are a little bit bigger. So our kids will play on it longer. And the variety, we were able to shift one of the support structures and add a rope swing. So there is flexibility with it.
Nice.
And we brought our kids to the sets they have set up so they could practice or just see what they thought.
And what they like.
Yeah. And we loved it. So anyways, we saved up and they installed it as promised. You know, they delivered through the whole process. And we were absolutely thrilled.
Awesome. What a great testimonial. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Mike Maddox was our guest first hour, and he is the CEO of Fundmakers here in Knoxville. They are at 8835 Kingston Pike right here in Knoxville. If you want to go check it out, not only the play sets, but the basketball goals and, of course, the trampolines and the pet containment, Rocky Top Dog Fence is also there, and if you want to talk about that. So let's talk about architecture.
Sure.
I know it's your favorite topic.
It is. It's
fun. Definitely one of mine.
Yeah.
All right. So I think there are several questions around architecture. We think of architecture and we think of commercial.
Yep.
Which you do, and which you actually helped them with their new building, did you not? Fundmakers?
We did not.
Not Fundmakers.
We had talked about it. We worked with them for their other business, Moonshine Mountain Cookie Company.
Oh, that's right. Moonshine Mountain Cookie Company is Mike Maddox's other business that he's involved with a few other people.
Right.
But you helped with that and,
with their
and designed
space.
That. Yeah.
We got that space finished
Love
out
that.
For them.
Love that. Mm-hmm. All right. So you do commercial and residential.
Mm-hmm.
So what is an architect?
So, you know, I've looked up the definition a few times just to see what's out there. Because a lot of people think architecture and they think big buildings and they think it's
skyscrapers.
Design. Right. But it's more than that. There's a whole process that happens before that building ever comes to fruition. So one of the definitions I really liked was a person who designs and guides a plan or undertaking.
Mm.
And so we're more of a guide for you for that undertaking, be it a building or anything, you know, if you're, you know, relating it to houses. When you're doing an addition or a remodel, that's an undertaking.
Yes, it is.
It is a structure. It is a building, but it's an undertaking.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a process there, and there's a whole lot that happens before you break ground or tear out that first door.
Mm-hmm.
So
and it's worth every minute.
Mm-hmm, we're a guide.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
In fact, you're coming out to talk with us next week.
Mm-hmm.
One of our clients is adding on a fairly large addition, and we want the proportion correct, the pitch of the roof correct, the way it attaches to the house correct.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we love to do, and this is why I invited you to the party, so to speak, is we love to have this look like it's always been there.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least you're wondering, is that a part of the original house? Because you can't tell.
Right.
And that's the other thing architectures do is proportion, size, utilitarianism, if that's a right word.
We'll go with it.
We're going to roll with that. All right. So we talked about architecture. Let's talk about design build, because we hear a lot, design build, design build. What is design build?
So it's a project delivery system, which is really doesn't tell you a whole lot. But design build can help reduce your schedule and some of the design cost. It's where the design time overlaps the construction time potentially. So it's where we have the design and construction team put together, like in this room right now.
Mm-hmm.
So the builder and the architect can talk from beginning to end. And potentially, if there's a foundation to put in, we can draw the foundation. You can get that permit pulled. And then while that's going in, we can finalize what's going in the house.
So you have conceptual drawings, technically.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But you don't have the details.
Correct.
Yet. Okay. Okay. Now, I think that's a very important definition.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you ask for design build, the normal response I get is, oh, so you design and build. Yes,
right.
But that's not exactly what a design build is.
Right. The concept is it's one, and the concept is truly it's one contract,
mm-hmm.
too, I think is it's true. Yes, one contract. The client can sign one contract that includes design and build, so there's not these two separate entities.
Gotcha.
And it helps control costs. And when I was, for fun, I Google stuff, and it says the design, the original concept of design build has actually been around forever, and it used to be called the master builder concept.
Oh.
And I thought that was pretty fitting.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. Now, that's a Wikipedia thing, so take it for what it's worth.
Okay, okay. Well, I appreciate that source, that you're sourcing that.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about why we would need an architect for a home addition or a remodel.
There is so much knowledge and experience that we can bring to the table, kind of like what you brought up before with an addition. You know, we're going to look at the whole picture. We're going to see how this addition connects to the home, how it's going to look overall, you know, and just making it all talk to each other. You know, we're going to worry about how internally it flows, externally how it looks, and just we're going to think about things that you don't even, the homeowner or the builder may not even consider or, you know, I don't want to say think it's important because it's just think of different things. You know, there's so many times I may say this is from way out in left field, but I just want to throw this out there. I want to think about absolutely every aspect.
Yeah, because this is a creative process. And as my client that you'll meet on Thursday says, planning is, you know, the conversation is cheap. I don't want to make a mistake.
Right.
And we don't want that either. Neither the architect nor the builder, if they're a decent builder. I never say to my client, tell me what you want and I'll do it.
Right.
they kind of look at you like, well, I was really hoping for a little more than that.
Right.
That's not who we are.
Right.
We are those, the people that, the builders that guide through using people like you and interior designers and all that kind of thing to make that project, that masterpiece that we talk about, the master builder thing.
Yeah.
That's huge for us. And I know it is for you. That's why I love to work with you.
And if you have the plan and we hash out the plan, the homeowner can start to envision walking through this addition, hopefully, so they can start to visualize how it's going to come together.
Right, because, well, and as you will meet this family on Thursday, you'll hear that they have very specific goals for how these rooms function.
Right.
And I love that, because if you can tell us that, we can help you get there. And so I'm excited about making that all come together for them and watching them able to start to envision what's coming and how we're going to do that.
Yep.
So that is something that an architect will do, not only just the structural part, but the planning, the space, the use, the functionality, the where the exit should be.
Right.
How does that interface with the rest of the house and how that flows? I have a feeling she may turn a couple things upside down when she when you come to the table.
Something as simple as a door swing.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many houses I've gone into. I was like, oh my God. You know, if we could have just moved this door, had it swing the other way, it would have completely, you know, made this room function a little bit better. You know, just it's the small details that can make or break the space.
Well, it's funny that you said that because I was in a 1950s home last week looking at a project. And when you walk in the back door, you're in a 3x3 landing. There's a door on the right, a door on the left, and a stairway door in front of you. And the first thing I said is, we got to open this up.
Yep.
If they were all closed, you would feel like you just walked into a cage.
So I was at a home just like that on Monday, except there wasn't a door up the stairs or a door into the kitchen, but you had the garage door, the stairs straight up, and the kitchen. And we were in a 3x3 area, and it was miserable. So the homeowner said, how can we blow this out and make this function better?
Good, good. That's a great question to ask you, Kara. Kara Knapp from OYSK3 Architects is with me, taking your calls at 656-8255. 656-8255 or 1-800-951-8255. More coming up on Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, these guys have a plan that will make your yard the envy of your neighborhood. How fun is that? And you can do it yourself. You can talk to them about turf planning, about landscaping, about anything related, including your lawnmower. How am I going to get this to start at the beginning of the season? Or, gee, is it time to sharpen my blade? And what do you think about? They have it all. They talk to the professionals every week. They're in Bearden, right here on Balm Drive, and they are the people, the go-to people. Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply has all the residential and commercial zero turns, as well as a full parts and service center for all your Toro needs. Come by where the professionals buy Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply. You can reach them at 588-1993, 588-1993. Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply. Come by where the professionals buy.
When you've got to go,
you've got to go.
We've got you covered with a News Talk 98.7 WOKI mobile app, making you and your phone smarter every day.
From energy conservation to comfort, having a remote access thermostat is awesome. Hi, this is Scott Brokamp with His Security. Our smart home security systems, powered by Alarm.com, can include HVAC and temperature control. So why not an interactive home security system with automated energy management? Your heat and air will actually know when you aren't home, and all accessible from one mobile app. Call 474-9495 or hissecurity.net. His Security, and God we trust, all others we monitor. Tennessee license number 1545.
This is Dawn Steimer from Master Remodelers. You've heard me on Around the House on Saturday mornings. Let Master Remodelers design, shop, build, and walk with you through every step towards your new kitchen or bath. Master Remodelers, 458-0416. 458-0416. At Master Remodelers, we listen. We want to hear your ideas, help you with design, and then systematically execute your project into a masterpiece. Call Master Remodelers at 458-0416. 458-0416.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Colin, our engineer, just a big shout out for all he does for us on Saturday mornings. Keeps us laughing, keeps us going. Karen Knapp is with me from OYSK3 Architects. You guys get into all kinds of different work. All right. What do I need to know when I'm just starting? I ran into a lady, I have to tell you this, yesterday. Sweet lady, just a really sweet lady, but she was everywhere with ideas. I mean, she was took me around to the same places two or three times and told me different ideas about each one. She said she had 5,000 Pinterest pins for her project. Mm. And I thought, oh, we need a designer in here or an architect in here to help her. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, she's been doing this for 2 years, so I don't know if she's even ready to start yet. Mm. But I think there are things that we need to think about and things that we need to know in this process. Let's talk about that.
So, I mean, someone like that, I would say that we just kind of need to start putting stuff to paper so mm-hmm. she can see it, and so you can maybe start to give some numbers to it so she can start to understand what this is all going to cost. Mm-hmm. You know, some people, they have all these beautiful pictures they look at, but there is no concept of how much all of that really cost. And, you know, and you can attest that we can get that look mm-hmm. and there's an A price, a B or a C level price.
Of course.
And so that's where we can start to, let's get a concept on paper and mm-hmm. let's start putting some real numbers to it. And then once they're ready to start, there's a plan to start with. But, and that's why I tell people all the time, I said, let's just sit and start to talk. I can start to help you make decisions and say, okay, let's whittle 50 pictures down to 10 pictures. Mm-hmm. And really get to, and that's where I'll start to look at the pictures and see where the repetitiveness
is. The patterns, right.
Yeah.
And that's what we look for mm-hmm. in those pictures. It is not she really like binges on HGTV mm-hmm. and Property Brothers and all the things that we enjoy watching, which is great, except I think she's really overwhelmed.
It is. It's very overwhelming.
It's too overwhelming, right. Mm-hmm. That's why I said to her, I said, you know, it's time for us to narrow down our choices mm-hmm. and, you know, I said, don't ask a builder to give you a price because you really don't have a design yet. You don't right. have a full concept. What worries me, and this is the cart before the horse, mm-hmm. in my opinion, again, she's a really nice lady, but she ordered cabinets, like fillers and everything, mm-hmm. and she drew it all out. And I'm like, okay, I get it. You have a design background. But she also talked to me about a problem when she comes up the stairs and exits. The fridge is right on the left, and she's concerned about, So now we're boxed in.
Right.
You know, we really are boxed in at that point. And no, we haven't actually done anything yet, but she's had custom doors made for these cabinets.
Right.
And custom boxes made. And nothing's on paper that has really been drawn inch by inch.
And that's, I've talked about the plan being a visual representation of what your contract might be with a client. And that plan is a roadmap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're remodeling your kitchen, well, let's kind of look at the towns like a map. Let's look what's around the kitchen and make sure what we're doing to the kitchen still connects well and flows well with what's connected to the kitchen.
Right.
You know, if you kind of put your blinders on and just focus on this one space, you could end up hating something else because we just focused on that one room. So, you know, when I would go out and look at the home and walk around all around the house and just get a full visual
yes.
of the entire space.
Yes. And she does have a mid-century home. It's beautiful. Love the home, love the family, love the space. And then when I asked her about her budget, she didn't have a budget. And I thought, boy, that is dangerous.
That's tough.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. And that's where it might be too, where if they don't have a concept of a budget, well, let's engage in a smaller design contract to just hash out a concept.
Mm-hmm.
And with a concept, I'm sure you can put some budget numbers together saying, okay, this isn't exactly what it's going to be, but here's at least an idea of cost that could be up or down. And it depends on what kind of cabinets you might pick. Or, you know, it depends on the finishes as to what the budget might do. So if there's not a concept of budget, we definitely need to put some concept on paper.
And that's exactly where I'd let her, is into, we call it a design retainer, where you retain us to come out with professionals, draw and give you a ballpark number so you know where you are. Because right now she's been doing literally research for almost 3 years, and she has no design, no numbers at all.
Right.
And, I threw some wild numbers out there with a huge range because I don't know where she's going to end up.
Right.
And it scared her, but I said, I don't know if what you have is going to work here. So those are just numbers. They're just, it's a huge ballpark. It was a huge, right. it was a kitchen and some structural work. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of work to do. And I don't know that she really realized just how much work there was.
Especially a remodel and renovation. I mean, when you're manipulating what's already there, that's difficult. You go to tear out a wall and you realize you've got a plumbing stack.
Yeah.
That's a game changer sometimes.
Yep. And then what happens with that is we've established a budget, but nobody knew the whole venting system for the house was running through that wall.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you call a change order.
Yep.
And we're going to have to figure out how to get around that.
That's
where are we going to move?
Columns.
Yes, exactly. So there are surprises, and you want to have some resources set aside for that. Now, typically, industry-wide, it's about 20 to 25% of the contract could be in change orders.
Mm-hmm.
My company runs about 10%. Because we put it in up front. I'd rather tell you that I know what's coming.
Right.
Or I think I know what's coming. And have that there for you so that you are not surprised by a bunch of change orders. I don't really like change orders.
Sure.
It does a couple things. It really racks the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
It will involve you in a more of your time potentially, and it affects all the organization that we've done for the job.
Right.
And so it's expensive, and it's more expensive to do it in the middle.
Right. And so kind of going back to one of our original topics about design build.
Yes.
If we're in the process together, builder and architect together, if something pops up in the field that needs a little bit of change, depending on the severity of it, you can handle it in the field, or you just give me a quick call and say, hey, this is what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
We decide how much of my time is necessary, or, can it be just a field change between the contractor and the owner?
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I'll tell the owner, I'm there from the beginning to the end. You know, if something pops up, please just give me a buzz and let me be a part of that, because there's a process we went through to get to this point.
That's right.
Let's make sure we keep the plan and end results in the same line as what we originally, I think one of our points, make sure it still functions the way you want it to.
Yes.
And that's it. When you talked about some of the clients having that we'll meet next week, they have a vision already. They kind of have what we call a program. They know the rooms that they want. They know how they want them to function. And, you don't have to know all that. I can help determine
pull it
that.
Out. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So don't feel, you know, budget's number one. Having a sense of how you want the space to work in the area you need is number two.
Mm-hmm.
And again, if you don't have that, that's what the process can help you with.
All right. So you talk about understanding the space.
Mm-hmm.
And you actually suggest, which I think is really a good idea, to go into a room mm-hmm. that feels like it's the right size and measure it.
Yes. I tell clients all the time as we're maybe starting to finalize a plan, I say, go find a space or go to, if we're doing a master suite addition, and I will tell them, go home, measure your master bedroom now and start to get a concept of area and dimensions.
Mm.
Because you can tell me you may want an 18 by 18 master bedroom. That's pretty large.
Yeah.
So I'll tell them to measure what they have now and see if they can find a space similar to what they want just to get a feel of how it's going to work.
Right.
Because if you have a large walk-in closet, you're probably not going to have a whole lot of furniture in your master bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
So that master bedroom is going to be a little oversized potentially. So a lot, I give all my homeowners homework to go measure space mm-hmm. and get a sense of what it's really going to feel like. If you want, you know, shower, if they want a large shower, we'll go try to find, you know, measure what you've got and get a sense of what it's going to feel like when it gets bigger.
Yeah. And I think that's brilliant because the downside of that is if you get that shower too large,
mm-hmm.
it's cold.
Yeah.
And we can heat that in many ways, but it's much better if you get just the right size for you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've done an 8x5 shower recently, and then we did a 5x6 shower. And I think the client that's in the 5x6 shower is a big guy, and he loves that size. He's mm-hmm. just really happy with that. And he said, his comment is, I wouldn't change a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that.
And there's plenty of vendors and showrooms around town.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, give them homework to go to these showrooms.
Right,
go
right.
sit in a tub that you think you want.
I tell people that all the time. When you go into Ferguson, sit in the tub and they look at you like, what? Mm-hmm. I said, no, they want you to get in the tub. It's
yeah.
okay.
Yep.
And so that's a great idea. The other thing is, and as someone that doesn't do building all the time, when you talk about a 14 or an 18 by 18 room, those are outside dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
They're not inside dimensions. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about building an 18 by 18 room inside, it's more like 17 by 17 and a half if right. you already have one wall.
Right.
So the inside dimensions are a little bit 5 or 6 inches smaller than the outside. And we were talking about that with the client that you're going to meet on Thursday. And she said, oh, thank you. Tell me that again.
Right.
Because she is a detail person.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that, but I don't want you to be surprised
right.
when you get, you know, the house and you think, well, it's not 18 by 18. Well, yeah, but
yes.
we build from the outside.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the most important things to get from a remodel, what do you think that is?
Well, to make sure the space functions the way you want it. And so that's where it's important to have your team put together from start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
I think you work hard to have those expectations laid out as yeah. to how the process is going to go.
We even take our people shopping and make all the selections before we start.
That's important.
Yes, because then we know exactly where they're going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think some of that point is making sure the homeowner tells us what they expect to get out of the remodel,
mm-hmm.
like how they want the space to function. And, you know, if it's the kitchen, there's a lot to talk about because they're not going to have their kitchen for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. 656-8255, 656-8255 or 1-800-951-8255. The architect is in the house, and we want to talk to her about what's on your mind when we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Real bad boy. A gorgeous blazing wood-burning fireplace is a great centerpiece to a home. Are you longing to be nestled in front of a crackling fire in your home? Hi, this is Jim Sharp with Hearth and Patio. Come into Hearth and Patio today and check out Majestic Wood-Burning Fireplaces, a custom masonry fireplace without the hassle and expense of adding it. Majestic products are made to blend seamlessly with your decor while still making a statement of impeccable taste. Traditional to contemporary, indoor or outdoor, Majestic Fireplaces are designed to be the heart of your home. Majestic Fireplaces come in several sizes, as well as a see-through model for twice the ambiance. They are built to be efficient, quality heating appliances, adding value to your home for years to come. Hearth and Patio knowledgeable and professional staff will help you pick the right Majestic fireplace for your home. So come in today and check out our large selection of fireplaces, patio furniture, grills, and more. Hearth and Patio, serving Knoxville for over 30 years, located in West Knoxville, next to Home Depot.
People make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter. One click posts your job to over 100 top job boards. Then, smart matching technology instantly alerts quality candidates about your job. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I met someone. You hear it a lot from people on Match. Because more people have met their someone on Match than any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection. And Match is not only number one in first, but second dates too. Now here's a free offer for our listeners. Go to match.com/listen for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search, view photos, and connect. This free offer is found at match.com/listen. That's match.com/listen. Match.com/listen.
Today, look for partly sunny skies. A few patches of drizzle across the region, a high of 51. Saturday night with mostly cloudy skies, we fall to 38. For your Sunday, we'll start with a few clouds around, but finish with mostly cloudy skies, a high of 59 degrees. Back to 39 overnight Sunday into Monday, and by Monday afternoon, rain arrives. From the VLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. I wish you could see our engineer. He's a hoot. He's awake now, so he's just like roaring.
These people probably listen on air every Saturday, and the way you talk about me, they probably think I'm a morning person. They probably think I'm just some cheery chipper.
You just roll right in here.
Y'all don't know me at all.
Half asleep. That's okay. If you're just joining us, Kara Knapp is in studio with me live, and she is an architect working with a principal architect working with OYSK3 Architects located on Western Avenue right here in Knoxville. Homegrown, homebrewed, just Knoxvillians. That's who you are.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. I love the people that you work with. I know several of them, and they are consistent, reliable, and responsive. I think that's a great tagline for y'all. Mm-hmm. All right. We've talked a lot about remodeling, and one of the things that is happening in our culture, our nation right now, is we have an aging population that we've never had before in this amount.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of consideration and a lot of work being done, a lot of attention being paid, a lot of education being sought after about aging in place in our homes,
mm-hmm.
because the boomers really don't necessarily want to go to, you know, an assisted living facility. They don't necessarily want to do that.
Right.
So we, as builders and architects, are really called to the point of helping these people make this happen. But as a boomer, we also don't want to look at things that are not attractive. Yeah. I don't want to walk into a pilot bathroom.
And you don't want to feel like you're in a bathroom that's more... what's the word? Like you're a hospital or feels more medical or whatever the word is. And also to spin it a little bit, you know, aging in place is also universal design.
Yes.
And that can also apply to our veterans.
Mm.
And it's not just about aging, but it's also about having disabilities, having a cane or a walker. It's not, a lot of people, they hear accessible design and they immediately think of a wheelchair, but
right.
there's all kinds of disabilities and impairments that universal design can accomplish and cater to, and there's a way to do it tastefully.
Yes. A zero barrier entrance is one of the favorite things that I do in additions and things like that in remodeling. I will always try to somehow create a zero barrier entrance, because whether you are, maybe it's a family member, maybe it's your mom. I can't get my mom in the house.
Right.
Or she's got a bad hip and it's hard for her. Well, I don't want your whole entryway to look like ramps.
Right.
And you don't either. And yet there are ways of making this work by design.
Right.
And that's where you come in.
And, you know, a lot of people are doing the zero threshold entrance from the garage. But then, you know, make sure your garage slopes out garage doors.
Why is that, Kara?
you know that there's a purpose to that step up.
That's right.
And a lot of people don't realize that, and they understand, you don't get, why do I need to step? Well, if there's a leak or a flood, you know, there's a meaning or a purpose behind that.
And there's caustic chemicals in that garage.
Right. So when you get rid of that threshold, we have to make sure that your garage drains properly to keep all that yucky stuff. That's a technical term.
That's a good one.
Yucky stuff out of your house from your garage.
Yes, and that it's running towards the garage door, not your house.
Correct.
I can't even begin to tell you how many garages I have seen running at the man door. I call it a man door, which is, you know, whatever. But it's terrible. And then they'll say to you, everything runs right at this door, and I think, and can you fix that? Well, not really. It's kind of tough with concrete. We can do it, but it's not a permanent, it's not a great fix. It's not. All right. The other thing about universal design, we talked about the zero barrier entrances or zero threshold entrances and how nice that is in the garage. We hadn't really talked about the size of the door. That's important.
It is.
Both the entry door and the doors into other rooms in the house.
And a lot of, with my custom homes a lot, when I design that main floor, if the master suite's down there, I make a conscious effort to make all the doors 3 foot wide, which, you know, that's a forward thought.
Yeah.
You know, a 2'8" door could work, but if we can put a 3 foot door there, we're going to. So there's that forethought to aging in the home and aging in place, so the home will be usable no matter what. And it feels better too.
It does. It ergonomically feels better. And then the hallway, I like to see a 4 foot hallway.
Right.
Is that what you go for?
Yes, at least, minimum.
Nice, nice. Well, we're going to have so much fun working together. I'm so excited about this. Lighting is another huge feature in universal design.
Lighting and even heating and cooling.
Yes.
I mean, they're all huge. You got to make sure it's all there. But yeah, lighting is key. And we talked the other day about, you may not implement all this stuff right away, but we can have it as part of the plan. And we can have a set of plans somewhere as a record of, well, we didn't put this light in right now, but there's a junction box for it. We didn't put these grab bars in right now, but there's blocking there for it. So having things in place, so when you have to do these add-ons as you age in your home, everything's there that hopefully you can just plug into it.
That's right.
And not have to go back and remodel as much.
Yeah, and there's so much cost savings. Dropping one outlet or leaving a wire up in a box up in the attic that can easily be pulled down through the ceiling is almost nothing in the grand scheme of things compared to doing that later when the electrician needs to crawl through the attic, pull a line of hot from somewhere, and then work with everything else. The forethought is really important. I like working with architects that have that kind of forethought. It's really important. The other thing is simple things like lever locks.
Right.
I mean, I don't need a lever lock for any reason other than it's really a lot easier to get groceries in the door.
Exactly.
You can use your elbow.
and a lot too. My thought process changed some when I was a mom and having a stroller. And just some of those things that would be categorized as aging in place or universal design, but it's like, yeah, I got groceries in my hand. I have a stroller I'm trying to push around. So it can help you feel more comfortable in other areas as well.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, there's also things like heights of flooring.
Yes.
We are kind of like height Nazis, kind of, sort of. But we're really hyper about making sure that the underlayment is the correct thickness to match the existing floor so we don't have to use these T-moldings and things like that. There's nothing wrong with them, and sometimes you have to do that. Mm-hmm. We just finished a whole house remodel where the client is so happy that we went to old wood with engineered wood, so mm-hmm. the underlayment had to be designed at a certain thickness to come up and lay right up against that.
Right.
And we did that all throughout the house. We ended up with one transition molding because of the difference in all the heights throughout the floor. And that was mainly because there was a dip in the flooring.
Oh, yep.
And that we just couldn't recover that without making everything cattywampus.
So the house we purchased just under 2 years ago, the thresholds into the kitchen, mm-hmm. taller than they need to be. And our little guy, he tripped over it once. We have two entrances into the kitchen, and he tripped over each one once and learned his lesson. But I think we all stubbed our toes a couple times because it is taller than it needs to be.
Yeah.
But it's an older home. You kind of live with it. But when you do that remodel, I think this homeowner did it themselves. But if you do it with professionals, they'll be mindful of that threshold and mm-hmm. make sure you have that comfortable transition between flooring materials and between rooms.
Well, it's funny because the client heard us talking about it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's something that you do on site. You don't do this in your office. You've got to talk about it right there. Mm-hmm. And we're on the floor and we're measuring, and I'm talking with my project manager, and we're looking at the flooring, and we've got the sample there, and we've got sample underlayments. And she walked out and she said, "You guys have been doing this for the last half hour. I had no idea that all this goes into this." And that's why we do what we do, mm-hmm. because there is a best practice. Mm-hmm. There is a right way. Sometimes you can't do it because you're going to something that's there and cost or something permanent prevents you. But when you're working with a team, that's one of our real big deals, is slipping and falling, because that's the number one injury that sends people in a downward spiral.
Right. And so back to, you know, the original topic of this segment, you know, aging in place, mm-hmm. there's a lot of it. A gentleman that I meet with a lot for networking talks about it comes down a lot to health mm-hmm. and the welfare of these people. Mm-hmm. You know, some people to age in their home may have to have a caregiver come into their home and take care of them. Mm-hmm. So if a bathroom is smaller than it needs to be, if we can make these places a little bit oversized, when someone comes in to help take care of you, it's safe for both you and the caregiver. Mm-hmm. You need it to be comfortable and safe so people don't get sick and then have to move out of their home because we could have prevented some kind of illness or health risk.
Well, it's funny that you say that. We put an age-in-place bathroom in for an older couple. It's a newer home, but it was built like a 70s home for mm-hmm. some reason. But I love this house. It's a great house. And they had, in the bedroom, they had her bathroom, which was through a maze of hallway, and then his bathroom, which was in the other end of the master bedroom, which was very unusual. And so we tore hers out in the closets and began to reorganize that space. And he said, "No, you can't take mine apart," until he saw the bathroom come together and started using it. And then he said, "I think this is okay." And so we pulled his bathroom out, and then now they have a suite that a caregiver can help with him. Uh-huh. And she does need that help now. And so it's just amazing that as you begin to see it, which is part of the design process, that you can see the need and the actual effort that goes into making sure that it's wide enough in the commode area mm-hmm. to get those assist bars in there, and maybe another person in there to help you beyond the assist.
Right.
And for those of you that haven't done much shopping for assist bars recently, go check it out.
There's some cool stuff out there.
There are very cool stuff out there, and it doesn't have to look like a hospital. It doesn't mm-hmm. have to look like, you know, a Pilot gas station. I say that like it's awful, but Pilot is a commercial place. It should look a little, you know,
right,
different than your home. The other thing is the height of countertops in bathrooms. Mm-hmm. We just put in a handicap countertop for a client that's in a wheelchair and dropped it. It's not 36. It's about 34.
Probably like a cosmetic area or the makeup.
Yeah, it looks like that, but it's actually a sink.
Right.
And we had to put in a different drain and a different trap so that it was away from her.
Right.
So there are things that you can do to help in those situations that, you know, she didn't even know that was available.
Mm-hmm.
So 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Final segment coming up with Kara Knapp. The architect is in the house. We'll take your calls when we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
From a blind street past the bouncer, looking so fine that the band announced you got your tight jeans on and your hair done right. All your girlfriends say we throwing down tonight. Let me guess, somebody.
This is Dawn Steimer from Master Remodelers. Let's take all of your ideas combined with our designer and 20 years in the building business to assure you of a masterpiece. Master Remodelers, 458-0416, 458-0416. So you've decided to stay in your home and you want to feel ageless. Well, if you need a little help with designing your bathroom, maybe a zero threshold shower or a comfort height commode that still feels like a spa, from the best design to our shopping service to the final cleanup, Master Remodelers. Modelers, 458-0416.
Join Cumulus Knoxville for Chocolate Fest Knoxville, Saturday, January 27th at the Knoxville Convention Center. Chocolate specialists from across East Tennessee will be serving up samples of their tasty treats. There will also be a silent auction, a cake design competition, chocolate art, a children's area, and live entertainment, including comedian Leanne Morgan at the kickoff on Friday, January 26th. It's a truly sweet event to benefit Knoxville's Ronald McDonald House. Don't miss Chocolate Fest Knoxville, Saturday, January 27th. For tickets and more, visit ChocolateFestKnoxville.com. Brought to you by Cumulus Knoxville Radio Group. The grocery store, work, taking the kids to school. Your family makes thousands of stops each year, and with each stop, you're counting on your tire's grip to stop you safely. So make Matlock Tire your next stop. Let their experts make sure you have the tires that are up to the task, like the new Michelin Premier All-Season Tire, which has excellent gripping power on wet roads, even when worn. So stop by Matlock Tire today and make every stop count.
Go with the extra mile, Matlock Tire.
In Farragut, Maryville, Lenoir City, and Athens.
As a business owner, you know about investments. You know that you have to spend money to make money. Convert your lighting system with New Tech LED lighting and get up to a 5-to-1 return on your investment in the long run. Plus, DVA provides incentives to encourage businesses to reduce their energy use by paying up to 70% of the product cost. And New Tech LED lighting is a member of the Preferred Partner Network. Call Gary at 6840-LED for a free energy survey to see how much you can save. New Tech LED lighting. Let us brighten your business longer for less.
Are you a news junkie looking for a fix?
Oh, yeah.
We've got you covered. 27 local newscasts every weekday on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and I am live in studio with Kara Knapp, a principled architect with OISK3 Architects right here in Knoxville on Western Avenue. Let's talk about an example of what it might be like to work with an architect.
Mm-hmm.
Say I met with Mark and Lynn last week, and we talked about what they wanted, and they wanted a space to have their bunco group or large groups or their family all in one room.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's kind of in a closet right now. And it really, it's like 3x3 plus the closet. And it's just crazy how little it is. And so he wants a room that he can actually have an office in.
Mm-hmm.
He's semi-retired, but still works with local colleges as coach, referee, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So he's still a very active guy. So they want to add this onto their home. Beautiful home. Just a beautiful home. Not anything elaborate, but very nicely done.
Mm-hmm.
So I sat down with them, talked to them, took notes, got their floor plan from their original home, which I was very
That's a huge help.
I know. I told him. I said, oh, I'll borrow this and I won't keep it, but I'm going to use this because right. Kara's going to love it. So then I call Kara and say, I have a project and I'm excited about making this work for folks. So when you come out on Thursday, what are you going to do?
I may ask some of the same questions you've asked them mm-hmm. so I can have my own investigation process, mm-hmm. but just kind of observe and see what's going on, get a survey of, you know, kind of lay of the land in the house and walk through it, take more pictures than hopefully I'll ever need. Cause there's, but there's always one, I always just, one corner I don't get that I just absolutely have to have. but just start to talk to them and listen to their needs and wants. And I'd say part of our job is marriage counseling too.
These two, they do very well together. Yeah. So it'll be, that'll. But you're right. I do a lot of that.
They can be all over the place sometimes. But just get it overall, and start to visualize and get a sense, you know, get my own vision mm-hmm. and get excited about it and say, okay, I've got it. Let me start to draw mm-hmm. so we can have that visual conversation.
Okay.
Because it's hard to describe, but I can assure people I've got a vision in my head. Mm-hmm. I just need to get it on paper mm-hmm. so we can all start to talk about it.
Which is what we call a conceptual drawing.
Exactly.
And that is the next time we meet. We will try to bring them a concept of what we thought we heard and what we thought would work.
Correct.
And then show them that in some kind of a 3D-ish drawing mm-hmm. that has their home in the background so they can see what it will look like when it's built mm-hmm. on the back of their house.
Yep.
And from the side view, because that's important. That's next to their driveway. And so they're going to want to see what it looks like when they pull into the driveway. Mm-hmm. And from there, we talk about budget.
And it might be, too, I might have some other concepts to go with it. There might be an area that, as you know, there's other options that mm-hmm. I may bring to the table. Say, well, here's a main concept, but here's some options that I yes. just want to show you.
Yes.
To show you that there is options. You mm-hmm. may not pick any of them, but I'm not doing my job and I can't sleep until I show you some options that I just feel maybe better.
Right. And that's why they call us. Mm-hmm. Because we have done so many of these things and done them well. Mm-hmm. And so why not really pick the brains of the people that do this every day? That's right. Why they called us for help. Mm-hmm. And I love that you give them options. So there's going to be a concept of what they talked about and then maybe some ideas about if you did this, this would happen. And have you thought about that? And gee, I think we need a closet too. And this is kind of where I thought we would put that. I love that. Mm-hmm. And then once that happens, then we, master remodelers, would go back and put some hard numbers on whatever it is that we're doing.
Right, and that helps you rather, you know, kind of doing guesswork. There's exactly. something solid that you can assign numbers to.
Yes.
And I joke, you know, sometimes I hear what they don't say too. Mm-hmm. You know, there's things that, like you mentioned, a closet. There's a lot of times in a master bathroom, I was like, you didn't say a closet, but I guarantee you if we don't get a linen closet in here, you're going to be unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just working with clients through the process. We want to be there from the beginning to the end. Additions, remodels, custom homes, you know, when they're just starting to think about it, just give us a call. Give me a call and just bounce stuff off of me so we can start that conversation and get a feel for how the process would be. You know, if you've never done it before, it can be intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
We can be, you know,
it can be expensive if you make a big mistake.
It can. So let's get stuff on paper that you mm-hmm. can really build off of and mm-hmm. make decisions off of and just be that consultant and that guide through that undertaking.
All right. Well, Kara, thank you for being here. Thank you for the calm in the storm. Mm-hmm. When you're thinking about a big project, it can be a little daunting. And I think that's one of the things you do very well is rein all that in and put that on paper and give us an idea of what it really will look like and give us the idea that this is going to work fine. Mm-hmm. This is going to work fine. OYSK3 Architects, Kara Knapp here in-house today. If you want to reach her, you can reach her personally at 207-1194. 207-1194. All right. Kitchen Master Series is next week. If you want to hear all about kitchens from the pros, you can register at kitchenmasterseries.com. It's at Friedman's Appliances. Lady Vols are playing Mississippi State tomorrow. I'm so excited. It is We Back Pat Day, so wear your orange. And I just want to thank you for joining me today. I hope you will join us next week at Kitchen Master Series at Freeman's Appliances, where we will be live with our show. Come by and say hi. Enjoy your weekend. Go Vols. Go Lady Vols. More coming up next week on Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Tune in next Saturday morning for Around the House, brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
These days, news happens fast. When it does, depend on the news team at News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Adam Litton.
Employment growth was up over 2% in tax revenue.
And Bob Yarbrough.
In a 3-0 decision, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled against the Trump
administration.
Make up
East Tennessee's largest and most experienced radio news team. When it comes to news stories that matter to you, we've got you covered on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Now it's easier than ever to stay connected to News Talk 98.7, thanks to Alexa. To listen, just say, Alexa, enable the News Talk 98.7 skill.
Skill enabled.
Then, when you need the latest in East Tennessee news, weather, and traffic, or to check out the latest talk with Phil, Bob, or Hal, say, Alexa, play News Talk 98.7.
Okay, playing News Talk 98.7.
We've got you covered with Alexa and News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
You need a plan for retirement. Blue Ridge Wealth Planners has you covered. Tune in to Plan for Everything every Saturday morning at 11. Listen as wealth planner John Vandergriff helps you get to and through retirement. Don't miss Plan for Everything with Blue Ridge Wealth Planners every Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk 98.7. Securities offered through GF Investment Services, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered on a fee basis through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC. An SEC-registered investment advisor.
The grocery store, work, taking the kids to school. Your family makes thousands of stops each year, and with each stop, you're counting on your tire's grip to stop you safely. So make Matlock Tire your next stop. Let their experts make sure you have the tires that are up to the task, like the new Michelin Premier All-Season Tire, which has excellent gripping power on wet roads even when worn. So stop by Matlock Tire today and make every stop count.